So this week we gave first round approval to something that we've been talking about and writing about over the last few weeks, which is naming the new Mississippi River Bridge after Stan the Man Musial. Everybody's pretty familiar with statistics. His lifetime batting average are .331, the 24 All-Star games, the three World Championships, the balance he had with the same number of hits on the road and the same number of hits at home is pretty remarkable. But more importantly than that, what we all came to know and when he was alive, but also it was reinforced when he passed away, was what kind of human being he was, what kind of person he was. He treated everybody the same. And so bridges, to me, at the heart of it, unite people. They bring people together. And so what a fitting tribute to Stan the Man Musial, who did that his whole life. It can welcome people back home and to visitors to our great state. It's just, I think, a fitting memorial to a man that brought people together and built bridges in his lifetime. So we gave first round approval to that. Next week, we'll probably have final approval, send it over the House, and then hopefully get it on the governor's desk relatively early this session. The other thing we did this week, one bill that I filed, was to make illegal new fees to be attached with credit card transactions to protect consumers in Missouri from these surcharges or convenience fees. It really is a detriment to our economy and, more importantly, to consumers. We want to make sure that people have the ability not to be taken advantage of with these charges. And so it's something I filed this week, and it'll start making its way through the legislative process. So we'll continue to keep everybody up to date on the goings-on here in the Missouri Senate, in their capital here in Jefferson City. And so I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.